Hello there. Day two, first full day in Rome. Time now, local time is 20 past 11. And it's bloody hot already, which is great. Woke up dead early today to sample the delightful breakfast at the Hotel Anien, where I'm staying. Pretty nice, lovely, clean, modern hotel in the middle of a bit of a crappy area, to be honest with you. I guess like staying in a hotel in somewhere like, say, Finsbury Park might be my impression. But, you know, not too far from the city centre. 15-minute journey on the bus. Lots of buses, so, yeah, all good, all good. At the moment, I'm sitting in the park called, what I think is called Villa Ada. It's probably Villa Ada or something like that, but Villa Ada. I like the sound of that, really. It sounds like a big posh house for a fat northern lass. Yeah, you can probably hear that sound in the background, which I'm presuming are crickets sitting sort of in the shade under these massive trees. Quite quiet here, apart from the sound, but yeah, a few people about, a few joggers, a couple of families, lots of old people. And I'm just sitting here enjoying the warmth, reading the latest book by Mark Billingham, called Bloodline. Really good, really good. I've had all of his books so far. And it's part of the D.I. Tom Thorne series, which I would advise everyone to check out. Just looking at the front there. The following books: Sleepyhead, Scaredy Cat, Lazy Bones, Burning Girl, Lifeless, Buried, and Death Message. So the eighth in the series of Thorne books. Yeah, good start so far. I aim to crack through that in the next couple of days. Not got much else to do. And I don't really care, to be quite honest with you. Just really chilling out and trying to forget about work and that sort of thing. I shall be uploading this from the comfort of my room. Got a really good fast Wi-Fi, free Wi-Fi access in the hotel, which is great for checking the emails and getting on Facebook and doing this, really, and also sort of getting, you know, looking up a few different things to go and do, to go and see. And that's what I intend to do for the next 4 days. Yeah, very warm though. I need to get some sun cream so I don't end up looking like one of those Brits abroad that we are known to look like, you know, lobster kind. But I've not really been in the sun so far. I'm sitting in the shade right now, sweating it out. But I do aim to get a little bit of colour at some point. So for now, I'm going to check out and speak to you again soon, no doubt. Take it easy. Bye-bye.